Welcome to Motherhood Freestyle. This is a experiment. I guess some people would call it a podcast. It's basically me, Deanna Roger, speaking into a microphone whenever I feel heightened emotions. Obviously, it's called Motherhood Freestyle, so they'll probably be mainly about my children and how they are fitting into and enhancing my life, as well as how they are stressing me the fuck out. So I thought I'd start this on the 27th of October 2020. We are 6 months, 7 months into the COVID scenario in our country. It's obviously been running on a lot longer in other places in the world. And I had a kid 6 months ago, my second kid. The kid you can hear in the background is my two-year-old being coaxed to sleep by her father. We live in this house with our cat and two lodgers who live in what we like to call the castle in the sky. We live in Bristol, which is a small city, but a vibing city, vibrant. And over summer, there was the toppling of the Edward Colston statue, which put Bristol once again on the international map. Those of you that know a bit about history will know that Bristol has been on the international map for a hot minute due to its links with the slave trade. Why have I started this now? Well, I just got to my study, which is our back room, which is going to be the baby's room in a matter of months. And it was 1 o'clock when I got here. It's my working day. And I set a timer for 5 minutes to do a kind of check-in, free write, where am I at with my thoughts before I start pinging off emails. And I was having a lovely time of it. I'm just getting my laptop up, that's the sound you can hear. I was having a lovely time, kind of just, it felt like I was flying. And this is what I wrote. It actually starts with this, Bing, the day with a free write. So Bing is, for those who aren't watchers of CBBC, Bing is a cartoon. It's probably meant to say begin, but Bing is in my subconscious. Bing the day with a free write. Check in. 5 minutes to have a think about where I'm at today and what I feel, what I hope for, where my thoughts are. I'm in comparison game and it's stressful. I don't like it, and so will take steps to change it. I will focus my thoughts and intentions on a goal. What is my goal? That is to be figured out. In one sense, it is to be rich and have a massive home and a family that is loving. On the other, it is to be noticed by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. On the other, it is to go to Patagonia and Antarctica and see the extremes of the world. I think this is it. There is so much world out there, and when I think of it, I feel light. I feel dizzy with possibility. I feel giddy and hopeful and free. And this is what my goal is, to have some human experiences. Are they human experiences? What is a human experience as a goal? Who? And at this point, my partner brought in a plate of food, cheese and pickle on toast with tomatoes and a gherkin on the side. So kind. But I didn't want it. I did not want to be interrupted. The door was closed. I'd only just got to my study. I don't want food, it's distracting if I'm working. But obviously he's done such a kind thing. So I also have to say thank you so much. Thanks so much. While at exactly the same time I am exploding with fury. And so he leaves. And I continue writing. Who, to not be interrupted, to not be fucking interrupted, to be left alone, leave me the fuck alone, everyone, I am so fucking sick of being interrupted. I don't want food, I didn't ask for it. And now the smell of it is throwing me off and I just want some time when I am left alone. Left the fuck alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Just stop interrupting me. I am just trying to find my goals. I just want to find my goals. Find out what I want, uninterrupted, for fuck's sake. What the fuck, man? Do you not think that maybe I don't want you to come in here, that maybe I have... I'm so angry right now. I am so angry. I have something stuck in my throat. I am so angry and sad and pissed off and blocked, and I am irritable and ungrateful and unkind and annoyed all the time. Nothing is good enough, and I don't know why or where this feeling has come from or how to shake it. Go back to it. Go back to that feeling of lightness. Choose your thoughts. Choose your reactions. Choose your mindset. You have power over this, over yourself. Master yourself. Where do you yourself feel out of control, feel loose? And so that's where it came to me. I was like, do you know what? I looked at my goal list that is to the left of me, and it says goals 9/05/19, and it says publish a second book, record a podcast series, and 6,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I thought, well, my second book is gonna come out next year, October 2021, with Burn and I. And I've only just realised that that's happening, although it's been happening for a while. Like, sometimes I don't see that I'm achieving. And so last night, it suddenly dawned on me, well, I'm actually publishing a second book. I'm doing it. So the next thing was record a podcast series, which I've been thinking about and floating lots of ideas around and filling funding applications and whatnot. But actually, just comes a time when you just got to do it. You just got to do the thing that you think you're going to be able to chat about for a longer period of time. And I can try and be neat about it and try and kind of plan it and over plan and get people on board. Or I can just start and fail, you know, and be okay with that. So next to my goals, it says, I am okay with failure. I am okay with rejection. I am okay with not being chosen. I am okay with not being selected. I am okay with no one turning up. I am okay with not being answered. I am okay with going it alone. I am okay with falling behind. I am okay with not getting it right. I am okay with being left out. I am okay with moving on. And I should probably say I'm okay with being interrupted, but I'm not. And this is what these rambles are about. It's really hard to talk to people with or without kids about your own experience of having them. Me and my partner, Mon is the name, we talk a lot, and that's good and important. But I think sometimes I need to talk into a mic, talk to you, without knowing who the you is, without being able to see the you. And I guess that might have something to do with the fact that I don't know who my you is at the moment. I feel like I'm swirling around, grabbing at things wildly and trying them on for size, but not really ever being able to get them over my head, because there's always something else that I need to do. And the only things that I manage to complete are the things that I'm being paid for by other people, which is great because I've got bills to pay, but actually I'm losing myself in that. And this is my attempt to get myself back. This is just a quest, I guess, to find out what a goal is. So I hope you'll join me on this journey, for at least part of it. And if this is the end of our time together, then bless. It's probably healthier for you. Who knows what this will become, who I will become who you will become. But yeah, episode one coming soon, and I promise it'll be a lot. Yeah, I'm not going to make promises I probably can't keep. That's my number one rule of parenting. Don't make promises that you can't keep, threats that you won't carry out. So, yeah, there'll be a filler episode. Maybe straight after this, when I've given it some thought about what I want to pin it on, what my journey is. But for now, I'm going to crack on with some work. Actual work. Ignore the cheese and pickle sandwich.
Or at least try to.
And definitely ignore my family.